This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth where, yes, tobacco is a great problem in the United States of America, even though tobacco smoking has gone way, 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 way down. It is now estimated that among adults, fewer than 13% smoke tobacco regularly. Now, that's a good thing. It used to be over 50%. But they just moved in San Francisco to ban smoking in apartment units. Okay, so why? And why not ban marijuana smoking at the same time? We will get to that puzzling question. And also, hurrah for capitalism, as they said in the famous Austin Myers comedies. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, showing that she really does believe in a profit motive, has a new offer of T-shirts that she is offering, and she says, as always, made in the U.S. with dignified union jobs paying living wages. And what do the T-shirts show? Well, there's one sweatshirt, and then there are three T-shirts. They have a picture of the Green New Deal, a drink water, don't be racist. Does that mean that if you don't drink water, you are racist? The most popular item is a sweatshirt that says, tax the rich. Pre-orders are now open.
Oh, groovy, smashing, yay capitalism!
And it says underneath, tax the rich, and then just AOC, like she originated that that concept. Here's the thing. That sweatshirt, if you look it up on her website, it costs $65. Okay, I haven't spoken to my daughters yet, but $65 for a sweatshirt? I mean, really? Why? What is it it's spun with? Is it spun with spun out of strands of AOC's hair or what? I mean, this is truly bizarre, but I guess this is a prestige item if you're of the right perspective. And speaking of imports and tariffs, and there is this matter by John Ratcliffe, the statement by John Ratcliffe, the director of national intelligence. He we'll go to clip six, Jeremy. He is speaking out very forcefully about China. And what he says in his piece in the Wall Street Journal, which is powerful and comprehensive, he says, if I could communicate one thing to the American people from this unique vantage point, being director of national intelligence, it is that the People's Republic of China poses the greatest threat to America today and the greatest threat to democracy and freedom worldwide since World War II. Now, that covers a lot of ground. That covers the height of the evil empire in the old Soviet Union. And so pay attention. The intelligence is clear, says Director Ratcliffe. Beijing intends to dominate the U.S. and the rest of the planet economically, militarily, and technologically. Many of China's major public initiatives and prominent companies offer only a layer of camouflage to the activities of the Chinese Communist Party. And then he has specific examples in this piece that are profound. He also said this, clip six.
The intelligence shows that the Chinese Communist Party's senior leaders, including President Xi, were aware and lied to the rest of the world about what they knew and when they knew it about COVID-19. They made the conscious decision to shut down their economy, to shut down their country, travel in and out of Wuhan where this originated, but they allowed travel from Wuhan to the rest of the world. They knew that, and they've taken advantage of that.
What does the intelligence show about foreign efforts to steal COVID-19 vaccine research?
Well, so that's, you know, adding insult to injury. It shows that China is attempting to, has been attempting to access our research into COVID-19. So the pandemic that was created by China's actions, they've attempted to steal our research.
Okay, and it's not just on COVID-19. He's also suggesting that some of the most advanced cancer research, and this you may have paid attention, Joe Biden, one of his biggest issues, because he was assigned to this when he was vice president under Obama, has been to drive more funding and more progress on cancer research. And apparently China was extraordinarily aggressive in trying to steal some of that research. Three scientists were ousted in 2019 from MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston over concerns about China's theft of cancer research, which is a problematic thing because it's not as if what you're trying to keep healing properties or science or scientific breakthroughs, technological breakthroughs, keep them secret from China so that people die and suffer unnecessarily. It's just if you're stealing research, then you're interfering with an internationally recognized system. The U.S. government also estimates that China's intellectual property theft costs America as much as $500 billion a year, or between $4,000 and $6,000 per U.S. household. It's a lot of money for them to steal. U.S. intelligence shows that China has even conducted human testing on members of the People's Liberation Army, that's what they call their army, in hope of developing super soldiers with biologically enhanced capabilities. There are no ethical boundaries to Beijing's pursuit of power. Kamala Harris, who was together with President-elect Biden, in an interview on CNN with Jake Tapper, was asked about this and asked about China and its manipulation, particularly regarding COVID-19. Here's what she had to say.
Should the Chinese government, in your view, be further punished for mishandling and hiding the truth about the novel coronavirus that began there?
Well, as the president-elect said, there's one president at a time. And we are not in the position of stating policy about our relationship with any of these countries at this moment. And frankly, we are early in the process, sadly, of getting information that is classified information. Our intelligence briefings just started. So we're not in a position to respond to that specifically. But certainly one of the things that is very clear is that this is going to be an administration that puts the public health professionals first and not politics first in the discussion about the cause, the reason, and the effect of COVID-19.
Speaking about putting the public health information first, the president-elect, apparent president-elect, I know some people still object to that term, but come on. Joe Biden, who is likely to be sworn in, very likely to be sworn in on January 20th, has confirmed that Anthony Fauci will be back as, he says, his prime advisor on handling the coronavirus. He has also emphasized that he wants 100 days, the first 100 days of his administration, he wants to emphasize one low-tech means of coping with the COVID-19 virus. We will get to that as well. Look, you got to salute Kamala Harris, at least not for not trying not to upend the Trump administration before it's even gone. We'll be right back on the MedVet Show. I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where ClearPlay comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, ClearPlay can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. And you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because ClearPlay loves good movies. This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The only Christmas perennial ever sung by a Nobel Prize winner. No, really. Robert Zimmerman, otherwise known as Bob Dylan, won the Nobel Prize for Literature. Not for writing this song or for singing it. And by the way, this song, which I only know because Jeremy Steiner is such a ridiculous Bob Dylan fan. that he even likes the Dylan Christmas album, which I think is unlistenable. Well, yeah, let's sample a little bit more. This is the best part. In any event, this song is used in one of the movies that we're going to be covering, Happiest Season, which is a Christmas movie full of stars and semi-stars. We will get to that coming up on the Michael Medved Show. First up, if you're looking for some Christmas gift, a really, really outstanding Christmas gift that will keep on giving, not just for months, but for years, I got an idea for you, which is go to our website, to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for the holiday sale at the Medved History Store. The response has been fantastic already. We are selling the complete Medved History Store library at 60% off while supplies last, they have up there now, because the response has really been terrific. You get more than 100 hours of storytelling about the revolution, about the Civil War, about the truth, about the Vietnam War. How did we get involved in World War I? What were we doing involved in World War I, and how did it work out for us? We cover that, profiles of our greatest presidents, profiles of some of our worst presidents. We have a special show on that. It's all available at 60% off. You can get it on a terrific thumb drive that comes in a beautiful gift leather case. Check it out at Medved History Store. Just click on the banner when you go to our website, to michaelmedved.com. 60% off the Medved History Store library, 25% off every single offering. And speaking of different offerings, there is an offering of fragrance and enlightenment that is being defended in the city by the Golden Gate.
If you're going to San Francisco,
one of the things that makes me so grateful for San Francisco is sometimes it makes you feel better about Seattle. Not often, but every once in a while. But this is a little bit nutty. An ordinance has been passed this week, just a couple of days ago, by San Francisco Board of Supervisors that bans city residents from smoking tobacco in any form inside your own apartment, and this applies to all buildings with more than two units. So if you have just two units, okay, but if you have three units, you can't do it. And it makes San Francisco the largest U.S. city to snuff out cigarette smoke in apartment buildings. Okay, here's something I don't understand. Would someone explain the logic? Is, in other words, if you have a neighbor, if you live in a two-unit apartment situation, and you have a neighbor who's smoking up a storm, I can imagine that could be a concern to you, because it's only two units. But if you have three units or more, that's supposed to be a greater concern? Well, I guess you could be surrounded by smokers, but the 10-to-1 vote by the San Francisco Board of Supervisors, really? Passed by a 10-to-1 vote, and Norman Yee, the president of the Board of Supervisors, said secondhand smoke causes harm, adding that everyone should have clean air to breathe where they live. Okay. The ordinance also, in its earlier version, banned the smoking of marijuana. Now, okay, that makes sense, because haven't you, someone once upon a time somewhere, walked up the hallway of a condo building or of a apartment building, and you can just smell the reek of marijuana, smoking that sort of sickening sweet smell that is involved with demon weed, right? But no, that was stricken from the final bill. It was changed because of concern that the legislation could rob pot smokers of the best place for them to comfortably light up. Uh-huh. Look, this idea that smoking tobacco is bad, it's true. It's terrible. Terrible for you. But the idea that smoking marijuana is therapeutic, it's good, it should be protected, it should be sheltered, that is ridiculous, it seems to me. Something else that's ridiculous that is called out by a very distinguished professor of law at University of Chicago has been the idea of people on the left. I know people like this who can't wait to prosecute Trump. Let's put those handcuffs on the guy as soon as he leaves office. And Eric Posner, again, professor of law at the University of Chicago, writes, as the Biden administration slowly coalesces, there have been many calls for the Justice Department to prosecute Donald Trump for any crimes he may have committed while in office. The hope, proponents of this view argue, is to establish that the president is subject to the rule of law and to deter future presidents from breaking the law. The problem with this agenda is that there is little evidence that Mr. Trump did commit crimes as president. A conviction, given what we know now, is all but impossible. The calls to investigate him echo the president's own calls to investigate Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and Joe Biden based on mere speculation. Calls, for the most part, that people, especially liberals, rightly condemned. In other words, are liberals going to start chanting, lock him up, lock him up, lock him up? This is appalling. Professor Posner says an investigation and potential indictment and trial of Mr. Trump would give the circus a central place in American politics for the next several years, sucking the air out of the Biden administration and feeding into Mr. Trump's politically potent claim to martyrdom. Boy, is he right. Nothing could damage, well, there are things that could damage the country more. This would be deeply, deeply damaging and should be avoided. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As our election contests continue here in Georgia and in courts across the country, I'll make you a promise. We're going to keep fighting until every legal vote is counted.
Vice President Mike Pence's comments in Savannah, Georgia. The vice president continues.
We're going to keep fighting until every illegal vote is thrown out.
At a press conference in Wilmington, Delaware, President-elect Joe Biden is pushing for additional coronavirus relief.
I'm not alone in saying this situation is urgent. If we don't act now, the future will be very bleak. Americans need help, and they need it now.
It's a new record for the Dow gaining 248 points to close the week at 30,217, breaking the record set just last month. USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jolly. Tulsi Gabbard, remember her? She's leaving the House of Representatives. The new House comes in on January 3rd. Yeah, they do. that's just 2 days before the Georgia runoff election, and we should be focused on the Georgia runoff election. So we'll say farewell to Tulsi Gabbard at this point, but she was extremely moved today, earlier today, when the House passed its sweeping going nowhere bill to decriminalize marijuana. Clip 17. This is Congresswoman Gabbard. Listen.
Finally, this is a historic moment that so many here and across the country have been working towards, to take this step to end America's destructive and costly war on drugs that has turned everyday Americans into criminals and torn families apart, ruining so many people's lives. This legislation removes cannabis from the Controlled Substances Act and frees states to regulate it as they choose, and encourages research into the medicinal qualities of this plant that we already know are changing people's lives and saving people's lives. It also applies retroactively, expunging prior convictions and records, freeing a generation of people from the shackles of this failed war on drugs. The bottom line is this vote is about freedom. It's about freedom of choice for every American to make their own decisions for themselves without fear of the government coming and arresting them. I urge my colleagues to support this bill. The Senate should pass it quickly so we can send it to the president for his signature.
Right. I don't think President Trump would sign it. I don't think President Biden would sign it. I certainly hope not. And again, the idea that marijuana is harmless, beneficial, it's a wonder drug, this is promoted by people who are trying to sell you stuff. Yeah, green stuff. And it's like, I can only think of it. I mean, one of the things that I've found fascinating is to go back and look at some of the old tobacco commercials. where when they used to be advertising cigarettes on TV in the early 50s, they stopped doing it in the 60s. There was an ad for Chesterfield where it showed one of those ads where it's doctors in a laboratory and they're all wearing white coats. And actually, one of the doctors has his back turned to the camera, and then he turns around as if he's worth, oh, hello, and he has a cigarette in his hand. Do you know that 9 out of 10 doctors recommend Chesterfields? I mean, are you kidding me? Tobacco is not medicinal. It doesn't help your health. Today, I don't think you could find 9 out of 10 doctors. You couldn't find 9 out of 1 million doctors. It doesn't exist. And here, again, Alex Berenson has written about this and collated a lot of information. His wife is a psychiatrist. He's a former New York Times reporter. And marijuana is a truly dangerous drug. And I think if you... Oh, great. Yeah, let's listen to one of the, Jeremy just found one of those great old ads about how helpful cigarettes are. Let's listen.
If you were to follow a busy doctor as he makes his daily round of calls, you'd find yourself having a mighty busy time keeping up with him. Time out for many men of medicine usually means just long enough to enjoy a cigarette. And because they know what a pleasure it is to smoke a mild, good-tasting cigarette, they're particular about the brand they choose. In a repeated national survey, doctors in all branches of medicine, doctors in all parts of the country were asked, "What cigarette do you smoke, doctor?" Once again, the brand named most was Camel. Yes, according to this repeated nationwide survey, more doctors smoke Camels than any other cigarette. Why not change to Camels for the next 30 days? And see what a difference it makes in your smoking enjoyment. See how Camels agree with your throat. See how mild and good-tasting a cigarette can be.
it's just amazing. Again, when you think about that, just try Camel for 30 days because you'll be hooked. That was in 1949. I guess that's before they developed the medicinally beneficial Chesterfields. There will be other ads that will be on the way. Some of them might even involve the first 100 days of the Biden presidency. Joe Biden, this is clip 10, Jeremy, spoke about one of his priorities. And Well, here's the president-elect talking about something he's going to ask of you during the first 100 days of the Biden presidency. Listen.
And I think my inclination, Jake, is on the first day I'm inaugurated to say I'm going to ask the public for 100 days to mask. Just 100 days to mask. Not forever, 100 days. And I think we'll see a significant reduction if that occurs with vaccinations and masking to drive down the numbers considerably.
Okay, let's see. He's inaugurated January 20th, so 100 days, 10 days is January 30th. That's February 30th or the 28th, March. At the end of April. Right? By that time, we should be having vaccines all over the country. Is it a ridiculous thought to try to get pretty much everybody to mask when they are outside the home, when they are with other people for 100 days? I don't think that is demanding too much. I'll tell you one thing that people demand of themselves is, look, if you've saved up some money, you want to see that money working for you. And right now, to keep up with science, to avoid false science, like the false science is, oh, Camels are good for you and doctors recommend it. Yeah, they don't. Check out our crowd. Not that it has anything to do with cigarettes, but they have so many wonderful startups that not only can help you do well by becoming an early investor, but are helping the world. There's one company that is involved. It's a Our Crowd company that has the best prosthetic legs that have allowed people who've never, ever walked before to walk naturally. They operate electronically. It's not just mechanically. It's a wonderful thing. You can check it out. Go to michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for Our Crowd. A lot of people feel that when it comes to startups, when it comes to high-tech offerings and companies that haven't even gone public yet, basically that's been available in the past only to big angels, major contributors, major investors, and to venture capitalists. But Our Crowd uses the magic of crowdfunding to make that available to you. You get a free newsletter, costs you absolutely nothing. It is my brother's company based in Jerusalem. Over the weekend, sign up for Our Crowd, get the information, and see the kind of opportunities for beneficial investment that can benefit both you and the larger world. Okay, speaking of benefiting you, there are the first flurry of Christmas movies, and I've seen a number of them. There's one called Godmothered, which is about a very lovable, well-meaning, but not all that competent fairy godmother who comes down to help a struggling single mom, widow, actually. We will get to that. We'll review it. We'll also review Happiest Season, which is about a pair of lovers who go home for Christmas. And what's the problem? We'll tell you about it and more on the MedVed Show.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to acsh.org today.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com? They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And we not only have Christmas coming up in just a couple of weeks, we have Hanukkah coming up even earlier this year. And of course, tonight is Shabbat. It's the Sabbath. And it's a time when people, I think, try to relax, look on the bright side, and maybe, just maybe, consider some entertainment. There are even some new movies that are opening up in theaters. Remember them? Plus, big new movies streaming in Disney and Hulu. We'll review them with this from Hollywood. Strongly suspect that the biggest new movie is going to be a movie from Disney. It is streaming now on Disney Plus. It's called Godmother, and people remember that Disney princesses, particularly most conspicuously Cinderella, comes equipped with a fairy godmother. And if she needs a coach, well, she takes a pumpkin and transforms it and transforms mice into horses. Fairy godmothers can do all kinds of wonderful stuff. But in this movie, there's a fairy godmother school, kind of like Hogwarts, which is called Motherland. And they haven't sent down a fairy godmother for a long time, until there is one of these aspiring fairy godmothers, played by Gillian Bell, who was very funny in a pretty funny movie called Brittany Runs a Marathon. Gillian Bell playing godmother candidate called Blooming Bottom, yes, that's right, goes down to Boston to help a struggling single mom played by Isla Fisher. Listen.
I'm your fairy godmother.
Just back off, lady.
Look, I know what you're thinking, and it's true. Most fairy godmothers are a lot older. But I think if you can overlook my youth and your total lack of experience, you'll find I have a real can-do attitude that's going to take us very, very far.
Oh my God, it's happening. I'm finally losing my mind.
Okay, the movie is likable and it's mildly enjoyable. There are parts of it that are fairly funny. The woman in the center of the movie, the character played by Ella Fisher, is actually a widow, which the fairy godmother finds out. And she tries to help her with her very trying job as a producer for a news program on a struggling television station in Boston. And some of the TV satire about the stuff that they try to get on local news is actually fairly funny. The movie is sweet. It is likable, it is rated PG, and it's a reasonable PG. I think little kids will largely like it. But the special effects when she begins using some of her fairy godmother magic are ho-hum, fairly mediocre. And of course, the plot becomes almost entirely predictable. The godmother is rated PG? Is it to have a lot of warmth and Christmas spirit and showing Boston to be, it's almost like a Christmas wonderland, the way that it's portrayed in the film. Yeah, that works. 2.5 stars for Godmothered, which is streaming on Disney Plus. The other big Christmas movie released now is called Happiest Season, and this is a very different sort of concoction. In the movie, there are two very talented stars, Mackenzie Davis and Kristen Stewart. Remember her from the Twilight series? They play lovers. Yeah, that's right. And they both live a very out life as open lesbians. But then they're going to go home to the parents of Mackenzie Davis for Christmas. And the parents are more traditional. They're played by Victor Garber and Mary Steenburgen. And the question is, how are they going to break the news to the parents that they are a couple under the circumstances? The film, Happiest Season, sounds like this.
This is why I avoid Christmas. It brings out the worst in everything.
Just be yourself.
But don't lie. You're a very bad liar.
I can relate to being in love with somebody that is too afraid to show the world who they are.
What are you doing in the closet?
I'm scared that if I tell them who I really am, I will lose them.
Do you know how painful it's been to watch the person that I love hide me?
I am not hiding you. I am hiding me.
Okay, and what they're hiding here is anything other than the very predictable feel good. We all have to understand each other. We all have to accept each other as they are. The best performance in the movie is from a actress named Mary Holland, who plays the younger sister of the main character. Alison Brie plays her older sister. And when they start revealing things and having a physical fight and wrecking all the Christmas decorations and destroying it, it's painfully unfunny. And the film, to me, highlighted a couple of things. One of the things it shows is that when it comes to writing screenplays, and this is a story that is both written and directed by a young director named Clea DuVall, there are two things that you need. You need to create sympathy for characters, but you also need to create believable relationships. And the characters here are okay. I mean, you can even sympathize with the stuffy parents, Mary Steenburgen, Victor Garber. They're well portrayed, well acted. The problem is the relationships, as they evolve and come out in the movie, are just manipulative. It feels like a public service announcement for gay liberation. And is it hateful? By the way, Dan Levy, who's also people know from the TV series S. Creek, I can't even say it. Dan Levy is funny, playing a dependable role as the wise, witty, gay best friend. 2 stars for Happiest Season, which has a lot to do with Pride Week and not a lot to do, ultimately, with Christmas Week. Another film released in theaters, and by the way, that's on Hulu, is the Happiest Season. Another film released in theaters across the country is called Half Brothers. And in the film, a struggling Mexican father, played by Juan Pablo Espinoza, who's very good in the film, has to leave his family to make a new life in the United States. He leaves his son behind, and the son hears nothing about his dad until the dad's on his deathbed. And he discovers he has a half-brother now, an American half-brother, played by Connor Del Rio. The film sounds like this. Okay, we do not have audio from Half Brothers, and by the way, it's too bad because most of the film is in English. There are a few scenes that are Spanish with English subtitles. The film is actually funnier than you would expect. The people in the cast are capable. There are some real surprises. What's peculiar about it is the view of America that it shows. In other words, the main character who has grown up not knowing what happened to his father when he disappeared in the USA thinks that all Americans are arrogant and overweight. And then, of course, during his road trip that he goes on, where his father has set up a whole series of clues to reveal the secrets about his life, none of that works. It seems to be manipulative, but the performances are solid and the comedic elements are fairly solid. And there is an animal star in the film who actually steals the movie. And the animal star is a stolen pet goat. And yeah, I mean, never thought that goats were particularly charismatic. This one is. He's not credited, but it's not an animated goat. It's the real thing. This is rated PG-13. There are some scenes of violence, most of it comic, but some of it not so much. And some references to sexuality, but the scene of two brothers who are completely different. The American-born brother is a red-bearded goofball and kind of mom's basement kind of guy. The film has its moments. 2.5 stars for Half Brothers, rated PG-13, as I mentioned. Coming up on Monday, we're going to be talking to Jonah Goldberg about the piece, very challenging piece, he wrote about conservatives and conspiracy theories being completely inconsistent. And speaking of conservatives, a surprise from Hollywood, Matthew McConaughey, who is a fine actor, rips the arrogant left in Hollywood, but also rips fake news on the right. What is he talking about? We'll find out. And more, the very latest on the ongoing hot debate on network TV, yeah, about COVID lockdowns, and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
The country.
When you invest, what do you need? Investors need foresight and prediction so they can invest with confidence. Is the stock market going up and down? What about precious metals or Bitcoin? The stock market may be treading water right now, but now may be a more opportune time to invest in precious metals. Are gold and silver booming? What do you buy? Bullion? Mining stocks? Which ones? The cryptocurrency market is also advancing strongly, but which ones do you buy? John Truman Wolf, former banker and number one best-selling author, gives you the answers in his widely read newsletter, Strategic Financial Intelligence, available at strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Wolf called the breakout of the gold market and the breakout of the silver market. He may not have a crystal ball, but his investment picks tell a story. Metals and digital currencies are on the move. Don't miss out. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get the Strategic Financial Intelligence newsletter today. strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.